Shabbos Daf Lamed Vav was starting two lines from the bottom, Lamed Hayom Beis. We said yesterday that the Chazan and Knesset used to blow the Shofar six times, and afterwards he had to put it down. He couldn't carry it because it was Muksa. And the Gemara said, yes, they used Lashon, Lufishayim Metaflin, Lois HaShofar is the Chatzetzes. You're not allowed to carry not a Shofar and not Chatzetzes. Now, the difference between a Shofar and Chatzetzes is the Shofar is rounded, like we know, and Chatzetzes was a very, like a trumpet, was straight. It was just a straight instrument. So the Gemara asks, but Tanya, Shofar Metaflin, we have a Bryce that says that the Shofar you're allowed to actually carry, but Chatzetzes ain't a Metaflin, you're not allowed to carry the Chatzetzes. Now, what's the reason? Like Rashi says, Lufishakuf of Rashi, since it's rounded, Roy Lisha by Mayim, you could pour water in Belisha Latinic, and a young child can drink out of it almost like a bottle. However, Chatzaisis Rashis Pshutov, Ada Riel, Tkaya, you only can use it for Tkiya, Rabbi Dabish Malachalissa, but also Mishal Muksa, and since it's a Dabish Malachalissa, it's a Klisha Malachalissa, and therefore it would be a problem of Muksa. So 2 minutes ago we said you can't be Metalkin, not Shaifa, not Chatzaisis. Here we say that Shaifa is Metalkin, Chatzaisis ain't Metalkin. So Rav, Loy Kasha, Kamiyoka, Kamitsi, but depends what. By a Yachid, a Yachid can use, like we said, for a child. However, Tziba, the reason why a Tziba has this Shofar is only to blow, and therefore it's a Kli Shemalach Talissa, even by a Shofar, and that's why we said, Ein Metalton, Lissa Shofar, Lissa Chatzaisi, we're going by a Tziba. When he says Shofar Metalton, but Chatzaisi, Ein Metalton, that's going by a Yochin. So Abai says back to Rabbi Yosef, over Yochin, my Chazi, by Yochin, why do you say it's going to be Mutter? Hoi V'roi, L'gamea, by Mayim Latinak, since you could give Mayim to a child, like we saw from Rashi. So Batima Nami, he continues by Tziba also, you're saying there's no usage for any Tinak, Chazi Gamea, Latinak Ani, when there's a Tinak that's a very poor young child from a family that's of Aniyim, and it's Mutal on the Tziba to take care of it, you're also going to give the Tinak to drink from the Shofar, and therefore there shouldn't be a difference between the Shofar of a Tziba or the Shofar of a Yachid. Vesu, another question is, Halatani, we have another Brice that says, Kashem Shematalta is a Shofar, just like you can metalta the Shofar, Kach metalta the Chatzaisi, you could be metalta both. So therefore now we have three competing Brices. The first Brice said, you're not allowed to be metalta either a Shofar or a Chatzaisi. The second one said, you're allowed to be metalta the Shofar and not Chatzaisi. And now we have a third Brice that says, you're allowed to be metalta the Shofar and Chatzaisi. Gemara says, money. Who is that? Ella must be like this, like Kasha. It's not Kasha. Harb Yudah, Harb Shimon, Harb Nechemya. The difference between the three Brises are dependent between the Shita of Rabbi Huda and the famous Shita of Rabbi Shimon that doesn't have Muksa and Rabbi Nechemya. What is that? Let's see Rashi. Harb Yudah, Shaifim, Metalfel, the Chatzaitz, Ein Metalfel. We said Shaifim, you can be Metalfel. And now Chatzaitz is the Muksu. Al Shaifim, like we said, Teres Clear Love, Kadamar, and Lel. Like we said, either for a Tinak of a Yachid or for a Tinak of a Tzibra, that a Shaifim could be Metalfel. However, when we said we said both of them by a Shofar and Chatzaisi could be metalta. Why is that? That's Rav Shimon. The less like Muksa, there's no din l'fi Rav Shimon of Muksa at all, and therefore both would be mutter. However, Hadatani af Shofar metalta. Why can't you be metalta if a Shofar could be used like we said for a tinek? That's Rav Nechemya, because Rav Nechemya has a very famous shita. Dama afil tar afil tals in tel el tzer tashmish am yuchad. It has to be when the tashmish has to be the standard tashmish of that thing. The ikka Shofar, and therefore the ikka of Shofar lav l'gmei ma'im kayu. You're right, some people might use it as a bottle for a child, but since it's not the standard usage, therefore it would still be considered muksa, lefi Rav Nechemya, and that's the difference between the three different brises. And the Gemara now will explain a few different words that were changed over time. And the Gemara starts as follows. My Shofar Nami Chatzaisis Kirav Chisto. That the word Shofar that was used in the Brice of Rav Nechemya actually is referring to Chatzaisis. Why? Because the word Chatzaisis and Shofar were interchangeable, and eventually the Shofar became the Chatzaisis. And the point to this Gemara is that before we use the Lashon, but according to Rav Nechemya, the big Chiddush is on Shofar. And therefore, once we said, you're not allowed to be Shofar, even though it could be used for a child, so of course you can't use the Chatzaisis, which doesn't have any usage aside from blowing it in. And therefore, of course, it's clean Shalach Lissa. So it must be that the word Shofar actually means Chatzaisis, and therefore it says Lois Shofar means Chatzaisis. For Lois Chatzaisis, which is actually the Shofar, which is rounded, and that's a Chiddush that you can't even use a Chatzaisis, even though it has another usage for a child, you can't use that either, and it is Muksa because that's not the tashmish hamiyuchid. So like Rashi says, my shevet tani bahidur amnechemin the actor bala chatzetz liyisura v'kivin tani emetatlas shevet sulei tzav min chatzetzes the koshkin he hal ve'inu le'gamei abaytinat el shevet tani reishu who chatzetz the chatzetz tani b'sevu shevet the shtana shmayu that the names will change like Rav Chista says and the Gemara goes through the memory of Rav Chista like we said the Amar Rav Chista hanitlas mili shtani shmayu it was the three things that the names will change mechichar b'smiush once the b'smiush was destroyed chatzetz shevet the chatzetz are now called shevet and shevet will call chatzetz so. And that's enough kamina to know which shofar you're allowed to use the Rosh Hashanah because we know ain't taken ela ba'it sham aretz kain chatzetzes. Nowadays we call the shofar which we use, which has rounded, we only could use on Rosh Hashanah because that's what it is shofar. Or Rashi says in bar am haaretz lishol b'may yitka oimulim chatzetzes. If am haaretz comes to Talmud Chacham and asks him what should I blow in, don't tell him a shofar because he'll get confused and use something straight. Make sure you tell him chatzetzes. In addition, a rav tzitzifah tzitzifah rav. That the thing which we call a rub, which are the willows, which are used in a lulav, that is what's called now tiftsafa. And tiftsafa is a rubber. L'may nafkamino, l'lulav, it's an agea l'maysa to a lulav, that of course you have to know which one is right, because that tiftsafa is possible for a lulav, because its leaves are actually round, and its stem is white, like Rashi brings down. In addition, patura paturta, that a small table and a large table were switched, and therefore paturta was called a patura, and a patura was called paturta. That if there was a question, at the, originally they used to call the large one a patura and the small one a paturta, and now it changed, and therefore if someone comes and asks you to buy a patura, you have to know which one he's actually asking for, and what the din would be if he doesn't give you the proper one, as far as if it would be a mekach tais. Abaya says, aside from the three that we just said from Rav Chista, we have another one, Havlula Beikasi and Beikasi Havlula, that we switch the differences between different stomachs of an animal. We know a kosher animal has four stomachs, and therefore these two, there was a question of what they were called at different points in history. And therefore, the man of Kamino, what's the Kamino? The Machas Shimsa Beisakaisis, Mitzadechak Shem, Mishnei Tzad and Trefa. We notice that then, in one of the stomachs of the animal, if there's a Machat, Din Chulin, that if you have a Machat, a needle that goes into one of the stomachs, if it goes in from one side, then it's going to be kosher. From two sides, it's trefa, because even though it's in one side, it's going to be kosher, because it's a very thick-walled part of the stomach. However, in another part of the animal, even if it goes into one side, it still becomes a trefa, and therefore you have to know which stomach it means, and that's why Abaye brings this havlil beikasi, the different organs of the animal, which one it is an afkamina b'degeya trefa. Ravashi, af onunemo, we have another one, which is the fifth one, bubble, borsif, and borsif, bubble, the city that was called Bubble now is called Borsif, and Borsif is now referred to as Bubble. And my nafkamina is legitim nashim. Nafkamina will be for a get of a woman. Rashi says the kaimelam bnei Bubble bekiin shetzarch lichta get lishma bnei Bubble were bekiin that they knew that you have to write a get lishma, and therefore if that maybe get misham someone brings a get from there ain't tzarch lami b'fanei nechtam because we take it as standard that they knew what they were doing. But bnei sharerot says people in other lands ain't bekiin b'tzarch and they have to say b'fanei nechtam ba'achshe bnei Borsif he bubble. Yeah, now that Bnei Borsif is bubble shall actually be Borsif. And Rashi says, "Vaniyo amen afkamina legita nashim. Afkamina would be for get nashim l'nishina shmoi v'shma v'shem ira v'ira pasul v'tzach l'chav shem shall actually." That the nafkamina between the two names is actually writing in the get the proper name of the city that you're writing the get in, if it's in Bavel or if it's Borsif, and if you have to know what the actual name of the city is at the time that you write the get, like Rashi says, b'tzarch luchto shem shel achshav, you go based on the current name of the city. Hadrolach b'ma medlikin, hadrolach b'ma medlikin, hadrolach b'ma medlikin. We'll start next parak. Kira shehisiku b'kash v'gvavo. Now, if you have a oven, and in those days you had an oven which was basically had a stove, they were able to put pots inside it. In addition, you were able to put a pot on top of the oven. And this oven that they heated up with kash, with straw-like products, in that case, it's not actually adding much heat to the oven. It's actually not a very good source of fuel. The nice little tafshel, you'll add a place any cooked food on top of that on that oven while it's Erev Shabbos. However, the gefetz or eitzim, if it's heated up with gefetz or eitzim, which were also different types of things, which were actually like rashes, pseil shel shumshimim, it was the sediments of the sesame seed, shahaytzi shumnon, that already the oil was taken out of it, or regular firewood, and that is a very good source of fire. So lo yitin, you're not allowed to place a pot on it, even Erev Shabbos, ad she yigrif, until you took away all the sources of fuel, took away the coals, or ad she yitin se'efa, or if you place the efa on top of the coals in order to cool down the coals, showing that you don't really want it to be heating up. And we learned earlier that the reason for this is shem yichat b'gecholim, because maybe if you have gefes and etzim there, and since they're good sources of fuel, maybe you see that your pot is not heating up enough and your food is not getting cooked up, you might go and stoke the coals and move them around in order to get them hotter. So that's what you do. Grufa uktuma, that's what the dinam is. Grufa is, again, removing the coals, and ketuma is basically putting on the afer on top of them in order to dry them down and cool down those sources of fuel. Beishame says, chamin. And Beishame says, even if you do grief or tumor, it's only for hot water you're allowed to do this. Because by chamin, since it's already hot and it's hot water, there's no potential that you're going to come and heat it up more. Avaloi tafshol. However, Beishame is still geizer, because still people wanted to cook up even more. And therefore, maybe even if you're going to be gar for katam, you might still come to mix them up and to make sure that gets even hotter. And Rashi says, Inami niskai machshavta u'mechsikim bashal. In this case, you might look like a bishal. So that's also a problem. But l'maisa beishami doesn't allow you to do it with tafshal. However, beisila imrim chamin v'tafshal. Beisila says it doesn't make a difference. Once you gar v'katum, then you could have hot water there, or you could have cooked food. Either way, you're allowed to put it there before Shabbos on any flame, as long as you have gufa u'ketuma, or either gufa u'ketuma. Beishami im neit level imachsirin. Beishami says another thing. Before we were talking about something called shi'iyah, when you want to leave something there on Erev Shabbos. However, Beishami says, Neitlin, you let it leave it there, and then you could take it off. No problem. There's no problem shi'iyah, like you said, by chamin. Even for hot water, if you took it off on Shabbos, or by tafshel, you took it off on Shabbos, you're not even leave it there, like Beishami said, you're not even have shi'iyah. But if you had chamin, you're not even put it back there, you're not allowed to do chazara, even when it's gufa k'tuma. Beisila says, no, since it's Gufa Ketuma, there's no problem, and you're allowed to put it back on the fire as well on Shabbos. Now, the way we learned this Mishnah was clarifying it according to the opinion of the Gemara, according to Rabbanon. However, it is not going to be the exact pshat according to Chananya, because we have a sheet in the Gemara that's going to say that Chananya holds that everyone agrees that b'negeya shihia, that there's no problem, even if it's not Gufa Ketuba, there's no problem of leaving something that was cooked, k'maychel ben drusoi, at least a shear where it was a third cooked, and therefore it was something that was eaten even by these people called ben drusoi, that used to be people that would steal, and therefore, since they were robbers, they had to always be on the run, and they didn't cook up their food perfectly. But that's something that b'shas atchak is something that is edible, and therefore, at that point, there was never a problem of shi'iyah, because no one's going to go stoke the fire in order to cook it more on Shabbos, and therefore, there's no problem on Erev Shabbos leaving any food on your stove, even without having gufa ketuma done to it. You'll have to put it directly on the fire without an issue. Lefi this shita of Chananya, we'll have to understand how you learn the Mishnah according to Chananya. So the Gemara starts with this exact shayla. Yibaylu, hay lo yitain. When it says in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to, when it's gefes uveitzim lo yitain ad sheyigrif ad sheyitain se'efa, that you're not allowed to put a pot on a stove that doesn't have gufa ketuma, lo yachsehu isn't referring to you're not allowed to return it to the fire. It's talking about chazara avolishois, but to place it there, mashing, you're allowed to leave a pot of fire, even if it's not gufa ketuma, aval pishein agar v'ein akatum, even if it's not gar v'ein akatum, ubani chananya, and that's going to be like the sheet of chananya, the Italian we learned in the Braisa. Chananya oimer, chananya says, kol shi k'maychem b'drusoy, anything which is the shear that was already cooked, the shear of maychem b'drusoy, about a third cooked, mutal l'shoy salgabi kira, you're allowed to leave it l'chatchila on Erev Shabbos on a oven, aval pishein agar v'ein akatum, even if it's not gar v'ein akatum. Why? Because you're not worried. Maybe you'll be yichatim b'gecholim oy dilma, or maybe no. We're not going like the shita of Chananya, but the Mishnah is going like Rabbanan, and like we learned that Lishus time, that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about shiya, and it's saying v'ikar b'gecholim in. If it's gufa ketuma, then you'll have to place the pot on the stove, but loy. But if it's not gar v'katim, you're not allowed to place it on the stove. The kolshkin lachsa, and then the Mishnah is also referring to chazara as well. So that's going to be the question: how you learn this Mishnah? Now the Gemara is a little bit strange. Why do we want to figure out how to learn the Mishnah of Chananya? It seemed much more pashut to learn the Mishnah like the Rabbanon. And Taisus on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says, because we passed like Hananya, therefore we want to make sure that the Mishnah can fit in like Hananya. And the Gemara will go through our Mishnah now to explain it according to both Shitas. Tashma, the fact that we learned two different scenarios in our Mishnah, and we learned, Beishami said that regarding the Resha, Chamin, Avaloi Tavshil, that only by hot water we say this din of Gufa Ketuma. But like Tavshil, by Tavshil, it wouldn't even work by Gufa Ketuma. Chamin v'tavshil. Beisil says that Gufa Ketuma works for hot water and for regular cooked foods. And we also said, Beishami says you could take it and not return it. He's talking about Chazara. Beisil says, you're even allowed to go and put it back, and you're allowed to do Chazara once it's Garfa Ketum. So the Gemara explains very perfectly, like we said, if the Mishnah was referring to Shehiya Hachiktani, that makes sense. The Reisha was talking about Shehiya, and we said, Kira Shehisiku, Bekashiv Grava, Mashinlel, then you're allowed to leave it on there. You don't need Gufa Ketuma by Kashiv Grava because it doesn't have so much heat. However, Gefes uve Eitzim, Lo Yeshua, you're not allowed to leave it when there's Gefes and Eitzim, Achigraf, until you do Gufa, Ayachit and Eifa, until you do Ketuma, until you cover with ashes. Or Mahi Mashin, there's Machlekes Beshame Besil, what you're allowed to leave on the stove. Beshame says Chamin Avalei Tavshil. Beshame says Chamin Betavshil. It's just like there's Machlekes Beshame Besil, Benegea, what you're allowed to leave on the fire on Erev Shabbos when it's Gufa Ketuma, Pligi Nami, Lachsia. Then there's also Machlekes about returning it. The fire should be shamir in Nightland. You let it take it. Avalei machzir, and you're not allowed to be machzir to the fire at all, even if it's Gufa Ketuma. Nothing, not even if it's hot water. Beisil says af machzir, you're even allowed to return chamin and tafshil as chazara as long as it was Gufa Ketuma. So that makes a lot of sense. There's a ratio to the Mishnah and a sefer. Eliyam lahachzitan. If you're going to say the whole Mishnah and the whole din over here has to do chazara, because like we said, if it was b'digei shehiya, then there's no din of Gufa Ketuma at all. There's a din that you're allowed to be mashin even without it be Gufa Ketuma, like Hanani said, then Hachiktani, then we said Kirish Yisiku Bekashu Gvar Machzirin Alea Tafshil, then you're allowed to return it, and the Gefes of Eitzim Lo Yachzi, and not allowed to return it when it's Gefes and Eitzim Achigur Achita Eifa, or Mahe Machzirin, what are they returning? Beisham is saying Chamin Avaloi Tafshil, or Beisilim Chamin Vitafshil, and Beisil is saying Chamin Tafshil. So that's one Machlekes, that seems to be one ratio. That talk about Chazara, but then we add in another case. So hustle and lovely, what do you need the sefer for? The sefer seems to be redundant because it's only talking about Chazara, that it comes out that the entire Mishnah is one case, then why do you need the second case at all? And the Gemara continues on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph and says, Lo'ilam, according to Chananya, I can explain the Mishnah. Emel Chal, I'll tell you, Lahachzitzan, that's really going only by Chazar, that's the whole Mishnah. V'chasur mechzer v'achitani. And we have to replace and add some words to the Mishnah to explain in a way that will fit according to Chananya. And we say as follows, Kirush esiku begashim guvav mechzirin la tafshil, that we know that if you have a oven that you heated up with straw, then you could put any tafshil on it when you're talking about chazara. But begefes of eitzim lo yachzer, by gefes and eitzim, you can't return anything to it until you do gufa ketuma. Avalishois mashin, but to be put something in, these are words he's adding in, that it didn't say it, but it's almost saying it as an addition, that Hanani's point, that when it's you just putting something before Shabbos, but not as Chazara, but just leaving the Erev Shabbos, there's no din of Gufa Ketuma at all. There's no problem. Since you left it the Erev Shabbos, you don't have to do Gufa Ketuma, you're not worried. Since it's already cooked, you're not worried that maybe he's going to come, Shami Yechatim, maybe he's going to stir it up, which is different than Chazara, which we didn't explain yet, but the point of Chazara is a little bit more chamo, because since you're putting it back, at that point, the pot may have cooled off at that point, and therefore you may come to want to stir it in order to make sure that heats the pot up again. And b'negei shehiyah, what are you allowed to place on the pot without it being Gufa Ketuma? Of course, there's a machlokes Beisham and Beisil on that also. Beisham says chamin. Beisham says even if a fire is garfa ketum, or if it's not garfa ketum, it's no nafkamina. But you're only allowed to leave on a fire hot water Erev Shabbos. Avloi tafshil. Beisham never allowed you to put any cooked food on a fire in Erev Shabbos. Beisil says that this is the full sheet of Chananya, that lefi Beisil, that chamin v'tafshil. You allowed to put hot wood on a stove Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to even put cooked food on the stove Erev Shabbos, even if it's not Guf Ketumah. And about what we just told you about Chazara, that we said that if you do Guf Ketumah, that you could put it back on. Lav Divrei HaKali, that's the sefer that says it's not really everyone agreeing to that. Ella, that's also Machleket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Shebeis Shammai says there's no din, even though Beis Shammai allowed you to put on hot water from Erev Shabbos onto the fire. However, they're not going to allow you to put even hot water back on the fire, even if it's Guf Ketumah. And Beis Hillel is the opinion that you're allowed to even put it back on the fire, not only hot water, but even a cooked dish. You're allowed to put back a pot of cooked food onto the fire with Chazara, as long as it's Guf Ketumah. So again, you're not allowed to put anything back on the fire if it's not Guf Ketumah, but you're allowed to put Lepi Beis Hillel food back onto the fire, either food or hot water, if it's Guf Ketumah. And Beis Shammai argues and says, now I'll put anything back on the fire. There's no din of Chazara on Shabbos at all. However, B'negei the din of Shehiyah, everyone agrees that there's no difference between Guf Ketumah or if it's not Guf Ketumah. Even if it's not Guf Ketumah, you can leave food on a fire on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it Erev Shabbos and leave it there on Shabbos. However, there's Machleket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to put hot water, but not cooked food. And Beis Hillel says you're allowed to put either hot water or cooked food. You're allowed to, even if it's not Guf Ketumah, and we'll stop over here.